I did get a response from the Permanent Secretary yesterday, and he did confirm that an additional $9 million will be allocated for damage carried out as a result of floods, and all of it will be coming from the $11.2 million which has been proposed. So hopefully that will go some way to repairing the bridges which still need to be repaired and opening the remaining number of roads. And I will say that all of the A and B routes are now open, and there are plans afoot, hopefully with this additional cash injection, to open up and deal with the remaining damaged infrastructure.
So you think it is possible that this may be enough to resolve the situation, or could it still be a matter of more money being needed into the future?
Well, the reality, Donal, is that our infrastructure is in need of massive investment. It has been the product of historic underinvestment for many, many decades in this part of the world. So no matter what we put in, we'll need more. We'll always need more to bring it up to a proper standard. But this is a very welcome and very, very much needed injection, because see, in the Northwest, people are not just contending with the damage to the infrastructure, but there has been a massive amount of damage done to community infrastructure, a massive amount of damage done to people's farms, and of course people's businesses and their homes have been inundated also. The infrastructure was another problem that they had on top of a very, very difficult situation. So I welcome this, and I welcome the confirmation that $9 million, additional $9 million is being allocated.